fight continues for safety on London buses. Mo, London bus driver, personal capacity, and Socialist Party member. Transport for London, TfL, has announced that the front doors on London buses were being reopened on several routes. In April, to help protect drivers from infection, union reps on London buses won an agreement that the front bus doors would remain closed and free travel would be implemented. Now, a study by University College London has established that doors are safe to reopen. Many drivers think that doors are being reopened because TfL wants to collect revenue. Unions must not fall under pressure to reopen doors because of revenue. Collection of revenue must never be the priority. We must make sure that cabs are sealed off. Unite Union correctly gave power to its health and safety reps at every garage to ensure buses are sealed off before leaving the depot on the 30th of May, but it failed due to poor planning, and companies let out buses regardless. Many reps weren't working on the 30th of May, and some reps didn't know about it. That's why it's important to demand more health and safety reps. It can't be right to have just one rep who may find it difficult to attend a union course. We have been arguing for more health and safety reps to attend courses as soon as elected. Often reps are prevented by bosses from attending, but Unite must stand up and ensure every rep gets to a course within 3 months. On the buses, workplace reps are usually also health and safety reps. On the 30th of May, some buses left the depot with different types of designs to seal the bus caps, not all agreeing to the union's rule that it must not have a gap of more than 5 millimeters. Some plastic materials were flimsy and melted from the hot weather and fell off. In order to have one design, we must have one publicly owned bus service where workers' democratic control and management will ensure safety. Simultaneously, the bus capacity was reduced. Drivers are now able to skip stops, but drivers had to wait for this safety measure to be confirmed, as management previously told drivers not to do so. But some drivers did it regardless, because they felt that the virus can pass through if they had too many passengers. To ensure safety for drivers and passengers across all the network, we demand a London-wide safety agreement from Unite. This should be on the basis of a meeting of conveners, reps and health and safety reps, looking at the scientific evidence, including the risk assessments of union reps,